Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Humans can be twisted, and this case was a chilling reminder. Kirstie had just returned from work and was texting her colleague Richard when, all of a sudden, he stopped responding. All of her messages and calls went unanswered for more than 20 hours, which was highly unusual, because Richard had always been very responsive. Her concern grew even more, because Richard and his roommate Nicholas hadn't been on good terms, as he had recently found a gun on him and asked him to leave. The next day, Kirstie called 911 for a welfare check on Richard, but when police arrived, nobody answered the door. Later, Richard's family members arrived at his residence along with Kirstie to check on him, but none of them were prepared for what they were about to find.
Yeah, we're the ones who called.
That's my assumption. Got the whole family here, huh?
Yeah, father-in-law, mother,
sister.
Yeah, his sister.
So are you going to go and see?
Well, no, we have
no,
to.
No, you guys are going to go and
he
see.
He just has to stay.
Yeah.
They don't
okay.
have to. Not you. Hang out here with the officer.
So what's the story here? Besides what I got was you guys are have, you know, don't like the roommate, or there's some problems with the roommate because he has mental health issues, and you haven't heard from your brother in a day?
Last I heard from him was last night, and the only reason it's a concern is because his roommate is currently mentally unstable and brought an unregistered firearm with him a few days ago.
Okay.
And they had some kind of conflict over the weekend because he was trying to get him to move out.
And then you haven't heard from him since last night. And no call, no show to work.
Yeah. Cool. So you got the key?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Kristen.
No, I haven't really seen him lately. He said he was going to be doing some camping and stuff, and he just wants to get away for a while. So, yeah.
Oh, that's super weird. He told me he was going to be home today. He might be sleeping. You mind if I check his bedroom?
Actually, if you want to check his bedroom, I suppose you should. You could, but...
Yeah, he might be sleeping, you know.
Yeah, so cool. Please, come on in.
Great.
I was really hoping to get some sleep just now, but that is not what's going on. So.
All right, we'll be out of here shortly.
Oh.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, this is all their family. They're just worried about him.
Yeah.
Do you want to come out? I'll give you the details.
Actually, that's probably okay. I could probably... This is probably not a good idea.
Well, they're just going to go check his room. It's all good.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to...
I appreciate it, yeah.
...not do. I think maybe if we could just come outside and talk for a minute here, I would appreciate that. Mm-hmm. If we could just do that. Do you guys happen to have a smoke on you? Because I haven't had a cigarette.
I can go check my car, but...
I appreciate that, yeah.
According to Richard's family and neighbors, Nicholas had been struggling with a mental health issue for quite some time. A year ago, Richard had invited him to move in, hoping to help him get back on his feet and find a job. But now, it seemed Nicholas was doing everything he could to keep everyone from seeing Richard.
I know,
Yeah, come on here, I'll check my... Come over here, I'll...
Oh, it's okay, I'm right here.
Well, just let him go check the room so we can get out of your hair.
I was really trying to talk with everybody out here for a second. The one girlfriend... Yeah, King Marie, yeah. So, Kate called and she says, Richie is not here. I says, oh, well, he actually did mention that he wanted to do some camping or something without her cell phone and stuff. So, he just left like 2 nights ago and I'm not sure even where he is. So, did you say he had a cigarette though?
I might have a cigarette, but I gotta go check my car.
Okay, please, you go check your car.
Well, so. You can come with me, because they're gonna go inside and look for their brother, their family member. They have a key to get in, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's probably not the best idea.
No, that's a good idea.
On the cat, too.
Oh, yep. Yes. Actually, the cat does need her medication and stuff. Are you familiar with her medication?
Yeah, Rip, you can just leave with
that. Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and do that real quick. Come on in.
Huh?
His car's here.
Okay.
No, don't.
Hey, sir, what's your name?
Nicholas Van Cleef. Yeah, don't go in there. Definitely not a good idea.
Don't go in where?
Nowhere. Can we go ahead and... Oh, yes, that's a... Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, can...
I think
she's up... Don't go up there. No.
They're going to go check on their family member.
Oh, yeah. So...
So we're here. Let's go get you, see if we can find you a cigarette.
Yeah, let's go get a smoke, but...
You and I are going to go get a smoke. Come on, let's go, man.
Yeah, actually, I would actually like 3 smokes.
Well, if I find some, I'll give you some.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now...
Come on, dude. Come on. Come on, bro.
Please,
come out.
Yeah, let's go, man.
No, after you. No, but listen,
I'm trying
to...
We're going to get a smoke, huh?
Well, no,
I'm going to see if I got one.
What?
It's not a good idea.
Well, let's get some smokes, though.
Well, but you're not listening. She's going to hurt me.
Oh, my God. Why is
she going to
hurt herself?
I can't tell you.
Why can't you tell me?
Please, stop.
What's going on, man?
I don't exactly know what's going on. But, like, do you see you had a smoke?
I'm going to go look for one, yeah.
Oh, that would be swell. I haven't had a smoke for...
Sometimes I have him in my,
like,
in my, you know, my car.
5 days or so.
Dang, it's a long time.
It was.
Well, let's go check his car out, man. He said he might have one.
I know what's gonna happen if I go there. I'm trying to smoke a cigarette real quick. Let me sit down.
Yeah, take a seat right there.
I had a very long and dating though.
No, man, I don't have any. Sometimes I have them spares lying around in the side of the door, but they're.
Off camera, Richard's family searched the house but couldn't find him anywhere. However, when they checked Nicholas's bathroom, they discovered a heavy trash bag with patches of blood on it. Meanwhile, Nicholas was speaking to the officer, but much of what he said sounded suspicious.
You're right. I don't deserve a smoke.
No, I didn't say that. I just don't have one.
No, I completely understand. But I'm trying to... I really don't think it's a good idea for, what am I talking about? They're going to do whatever they want because they're family, and so, yeah.
Officer, we need you in here, please.
Well, what's going on? Why don't you come out here and tell me?
I didn't tell you. I'm not saying nothing.
No, I'm talking to her.
No, but it's not, I'm trying to avoid.
We found a bag in the bathtub upstairs with bloody, I'm not sure, something.
Okay. Did you find your family member?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so...
You say nothing, you go this way.
216.
No, you go.
I'm gonna need a second. I'm probably the supervisor.
You go back. No.
It's 911.
No.
Yeah, go sit down. Hey, can you guys go pull the car up such that she can sit down?
We are going to do something.
What I need you to do right now is I need you to go sit in your car. All right? We're going to do something. Can I get another officer here besides Supervisor? Hey, sir, can I just start? Get your name, please.
Oh, yes. My name is Nicholas.
He went camping?
Yes, sir.
Did he go by himself?
I suppose he went with a couple people. I don't know who he went. He just said he wanted to go camping. He's been known to go camping for a few days. He used to do that with his parents and stuff. I don't know.
And you guys have been getting along? Any problems with the two of you?
No, everything's fine. Yeah, he just went camping.
And you said he was with a girl or something?
I don't know who he was, but he just left.
He has a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right. All right. So where all of you guys go inside the house?
I gotta let you go.
Mom went upstairs. And she was both in the bedroom. So I checked all the other rooms. And there's nothing in the other rooms. So she went for his bathroom. And then I followed her in there.
Is there a bathroom, a common bathroom, or just for him?
Just for him.
Okay.
So there is a common bathroom upstairs, but there's... nothing in that one.
In the master bathroom.
In the master bathroom. That's his bedroom.
Two white trash bags coated in what I would assume is blood.
heavier, just picked it up by the edge with this hand, but heavier than, I'd say, 25 pounds of sugar, and one of the bags had what I would,
Did you open them up?
I tried to, but there's, like, bags within bags, so there was more red blood on those, but one of the bags was kind of protruding out, or something ripped out, which I would assume as well. And then there's blood on the living room floor, smeared, dried, like, tentatively.
And then did you guys go in the garage and look at his car?
The car's there, but I didn't see it.
You didn't go inside and look inside the garage?
No, I didn't.
The truth was, Nicholas had shot Richard in the back of the head, causing him to collapse to the ground still alive. Panicking over the consequences, Nicholas fired 4 more shots to his head, then dismembered his body and hid the remains throughout the house.
Nicholas, I got a question for you, man. So they were obviously worried about their family member, right?
Yes, sir.
And when they went up into his room, they're telling me that they found a couple of garbage bags that are really heavy that have blood on them.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's about. I haven't seen them.
Another question. You don't have a firearm or anything in the house, do you?
I do.
You do? Where is it?
In my room, but it's not loaded or anything.
It's in your room? It's not loaded. Where is it in your room?
On my bed.
Oh, on your bed?
Yeah.
Like just sitting there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you said it's not loaded. Where's the ammunition?
In the whatever... magazine, maybe it's called.
And where's the magazine? In the gun?
No, I think I carried it out, you know.
You think you carried it out?
I think so, yeah. But, yeah, like I said, I don't know. Just insanity or something, I don't fucking know. I plead the fifth. I don't know anymore.
And why are you worried about pleading the fifth? Like, why are you bringing that up?
I don't know. Isn't that how that works?
How what works?
Temporary insanity, I guess.
Temporary insanity. Why are you talking about temporary insanity?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm asking you why you said those things.
I have no idea.
You don't know why you said?
I'm not sure.
I plead the fifth and temporary insanity?
I don't know.
Okay, do you have any, you don't have your gun on you right now, do you?
Absolutely not, no.
I see you have a knife in your pocket.
Do I have a knife?
Yeah, you have a knife.
Oh, that's a carry knife. Oh, no, this is just one of those.
For my safety, can I take that for you for a little bit?
My knife.
Yep.
Yes, I don't.
You got anything in here either? What's all this?
That I know.
Keys?
I don't think so.
Do you mind if I look at me just feel on the outside of this packet too? Is that cool?
Sure, yeah.
That's just your wallet?
That's my wallet, cool. Yeah.
All right. Look, I'm just going to set this right over here.
Right
yep. Okay. He came back and you found him where?
Here.
And like what? So you found him like that? What does that mean?
I have no idea. I didn't even find him. You know, he was just... he just came back and then he's here. Like, I didn't find him anyway. It's okay. I guess I don't need to smoke anymore. Ever, actually. I don't deserve to be able to smoke cigarettes.
Like, why don't you deserve to smoke a cigarette?
Because I don't have the money for it. I don't have... I can't afford him, so why even try to smoke him, you know? It would be nice. You know what? I'm going to shut the f*** up.
Well, I mean, you're not under arrest or anything. We're just here to check on the roommate, and they found some things that make them worry. And because of that, now we're just going to go inside and check. That's it. So any information that you have to help, you know.
Richie wasn't my good friend. He's still my good friend. Why? What do you mean? Oh, my gosh. What's going on? Okay. Listen, I wish, and it's okay, I don't need a cigarette. I don't deserve, I think, why? I would like to smoke. That's not important. I think I'm just going to sit here.
Officers needed to take a look at the bags in the other rooms for their investigation. But Nicholas was adamant that it wasn't a good idea for them to go inside.
This thing moving along so we can get out of your hair, right? The family's obviously gone upstairs to check on their loved one.
Yeah.
Right? And they found some stuff that made them a little afraid.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know.
So, because he isn't here and you live here,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
We want to ask you, right, if it's cool if we go inside and check on his things.
I mean... I don't know. I have not been up here. I have not been here lately. I've been out and about trying to do DoorDash and stuff like that, you know.
We'll look up here.
But yeah, I live here. Yeah.
We want to go upstairs, right, and look in the master bedroom where it's your roommate's bedroom for him, just to check on him and see what's in there, all right?
Yeah, wait. You want to go upstairs and do what?
We'll check and make sure everybody's okay.
Well, go by all means. Like, make sure everybody's okay. Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I just heard a lot of, like, movement. I thought something was happening over there. I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, it sounded like something was hitting the wall.
What time was that?
I want to say it was, like, probably midnight. Yeah.
We're just going to be signing something real quick.
I'm not so sure going in right now would be a good idea, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, he's just, let him stay, he's gone somewhere, is he not? I mean...
I'm sorry, what?
He's gone somewhere, is he not?
Your roommate?
Yes. Just,
well, I don't know. Where did he go?
He went camping.
How did he get there?
I don't know. He's got some friends and stuff. Okay. Yeah, last time I talked to him, I'm his friend, but I don't
talk to him. Well, his family said he talked to him last night, and he wasn't camping.
He wasn't camping?
No.
I have no idea.
And you're saying he went camping 2 days ago and took his phone?
A couple of days. Well, I don't know.
He didn't tell them last night.
He mentioned he wanted to not take his phone and stuff.
Yeah, that's fine, but they talked to him last night.
He talked to them last night? Who talked to him last night?
The family's saying they talked to him last night at 7 p.m.
I don't know. He didn't tell me about it, but...
Okay.
Yeah. I think it'd be best not to go and...
Oh, you don't want us to go in there?
No, I don't think it'd be a good idea.
Is there a reason for that?
I know there's no reason. It's just I still got to probably go back to work and stuff. And so I didn't do nothing. I'm not under arrest or anything like that.
Nope, you're not under arrest.
I'm concerned with her family, which makes sense to me, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're concerned that... Hey, Dietrich.
Yeah?
He changed his mind.
He said no?
Yeah. They saw some stuff inside that's concerning. Okay, so we want to go inside and make sure that everybody's okay. They saw some blood and stuff like that, so they're concerned that their family member could be hurt.
What I'm thinking is I'm not going to think of anything. Yeah.
But you don't want us going in there?
No.
You're not going to give us consent?
I don't think. There's no reason to.
Okay.
So,
hang tight.
Wait. We're hanging tight.
The only way to gain access to the house was to get a warrant for Nicholas.
How long have you been living here, Nick?
Five, 6 months or so.
That's it? Where were you at before? Were you still here in Federal Way, or were you in a different city?
Yeah, something. I don't really recall where I was exactly. It was 702.
Do you work at Jimmy John's?
Jimmy
John's? Yeah, but JJ had thought that was Jimmy
John's.
Oh,
yeah, no. That's just a show hat. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I do DoorDash. Like,
oh, okay. You like it?
Do I like it? Good days and bad days.
Yeah, it's like every job, man.
Yes.
But it's you that can determine if it is a good day. Don't let other people determine if it's going to be a bad day.
Yes and no. I want to get a coat. I'm going to go get a coat on. Is that correct? Can I do that?
You're going to get a coat on?
Yeah.
I would prefer no.
Why do I not?
I don't want you to go back inside right now so we can figure out what's going on out here.
We have some sort of suspicion of something going on.
Of course.
Now, because we didn't find, or you guys didn't find, you know, a human being, and that removes kind of our authority to go in for a welfare check, right? If we have reason to believe that somebody's life is in imminent risk of, you know, of death or bodily harm, that kind of stuff, then we can go in right away and make sure that everybody is safe, okay? Because that doesn't exist right now, what we're doing is we have to follow the law, right? He's asking, you know, he's said some suspicious things to
you. You mind if I go in with you?
Sure, come on. Yeah, you can stand at the door.
Where's the coat at?
And FYI, there is a gun on his bed up in his room.
Hey, don't go back in.
Hey, what?
Never mind. Don't go back in yet.
I'm not.
Hey, we're going to go with that. What?
I can't walk in with you to get the coat, right?
No, I think we're going to figure that out.
No, I was trying to...
The reason why I don't want you inside right now is because supposedly there's a gun inside.
Yeah, it's upstairs, but it's fine.
And we appreciate that you're letting us know. But for everybody's safety, 100% of the time, we're going to just keep people away from guns. Right, even if they're their own guns right now. So we just want you to just... That's one of the reasons why we're kind of asking you to
stay
inside.
So I should have... Oh my goodness. Yeah. So
he's not allowed in there.
You're not allowed in there. Cool. All right.
You know what? Never mind. I don't need it. I'm fine.
And you guys already are in the process of getting a warrant. If it helps, I'll go back in.
Yeah, well, at this time, because
the suspicion.
Well, our hope, obviously, is that everything is fine and who knows what
I'd rather be really, really wrong.
That's our hope. But if in the event that that's not the case, we want to make sure that any evidence that we collect, anything that we find out, is done according to the law.
She's a historic and best friend. She's the one that originally called for the
first welfare check, and she was chatting with them last night. So
okay, I'll get your information too.
Like, appreciate it. Stuff, grabbing and stuff.
He seemed desperate to go in and finish the job, but wasn't clever enough to pull it off.
Well, I'd like to go get my utility knife, so I can...
No, we're gonna leave that right there.
But it's my knife.
Yeah, and you'll get it back. You need to cut something right now? Because I don't think you have a need for it. You're not in any danger. You got three police officers protecting you.
Wait a minute. I should go take a pee in my bathroom real quick. You guys mind if I...
No, you can't go back inside.
But I'd like to go just pee.
Or you can't go pee inside. You just can't. We're not letting you back inside right now.
So I can pee out here.
I'm not going to stop you.
That's very nice. But I can't go back inside. But that's okay. I don't need to go back inside. Yeah, I'll just pee by the tree.
Can you hold it?
What? You want me to hold it?
Huh?
You want me to hold what?
I mean, you can't hold it like a big boy?
Oh, yeah. Right here, I can go pee. By the tree, right? You guys don't want me to go pee? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, we don't want you to pee out in public. You can hold it. But I understand the frustration.
I was just going to go pee right on the tree. That way it's out of the way and nobody's in looking, right? Isn't that how people can pee? Or...
Yeah, and that's how people pee outside.
Yeah, because that's what I have to do is pee outside. You're saying hold it. I don't know. I'm going to try to just pee real quick.
Fellas, he's going to take a pee real quick. He can't hold it.
Is that okay?
Yep.
I don't quite understand why we're... I don't quite know what they're doing, but... Yeah, I can hold it.
No, you could.
Yep, I can hold it.
Yep, no, you could.
I don't understand what you guys are doing.
We're trying to figure that out too, my friend. But yeah. It's not, because you're a good guy. You've been talking to us, so I appreciate that.
You know what? I don't need to talk to you guys. I mean, I do. I haven't seen him at all lately, but I need to go.
Go ahead. What do you need to do?
There's something going on.
Nothing's going on, man. Nothing's going on.
What are you guys doing? I'm good.
You want us to both stand right here?
Absolutely not. I like you over on that side, and maybe him just standing right there, and then I was going to go pee right there, and then I got to have peripheral vision over here on this one, and then peripheral vision over there on that one. Who knows, you know, but... I'm going to sit down.
Hey, so I don't know if they kind of told you what's going on right now. I got some detectives that want to come out and talk to you real quick. Right now, it sounds like we're probably going to get a search warrant for your residence.
I don't think that we don't need a search warrant, actually. I don't need a search warrant. Feel free.
We do, though.
Why would you need a search warrant? That's makes it
sense. Well, like I said, we're concerned about the well-being of your roommate.
It took a while to process the search warrant, but based on what the witnesses and Richard's family members told the police, Nicholas was now to be placed under arrest.
Hey, Nicholas, you are under arrest. Just stay seated. Okay, we're going to grab your hands and put it behind your back.
I'd rather...
Come on, man.
I'm not trying to... Can you not... Wait, I know. Time. What is...
You're going to have to talk to our detectives?
Why we have so many people around me?
So how many people we got here right now? So we're going to take you back to our station, have you talk to detectives. We're going to advise you of your rights real quick. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
I can't move. Mm-hmm. Supposed to move?
Nope, not right
now. I'm not really doing so good. Like,
Nicholas, you have the right to remain silent. Anything that you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right at this time to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before questioning if you wish. You can decide at any time to exercise these rights and not answer any questions or make any statements. Do you understand each of these rights as I've explained them to you? Nicholas, do you understand these rights as I've explained them to you?
All right, we're going to walk to a car over here, Nicholas.
Upon entering the property, the detectives found trash bags containing Richard's body parts in his room, as well as in several closets and the bathroom. In one room, they discovered a 9mm pistol, a large kitchen knife, Richard's phone, bloody socks, and a machete. They even found a bloody hatchet hidden beneath a pillow, along with bullet fragments in the living room. There were apparent bloodstains throughout the living room floor as well.
All right, bud, here, lean back so I can get this seatbelt a little loose for you.
Good.
I would like these cuffs off.
Yeah, we're going to get you just a little bit. We're going to walk inside.
But like, these cuffs are not beneficial for me.
One, two, three. Step aside right here so I can close the door. I'm afraid to go right to that door right there. Yeah, we'll get you out of them in just a second.
I don't know if I believe you anymore. That's what you keep saying.
Okay, how about this? A few minutes.
Well, I would like to just get out of them now, and then, but I don't have a choice, do I? I'm trying to... I wonder why, though. I'm a good person. Why have I seen you before? I've seen you before, and...
We've been hanging out and talking for like the last almost 2 hours. If that's what you mean. Although your name does kind of ring a bell.
Okay, here you go.
Okay. I don't know how to do that. It's fine. I don't need to. I'm not waiting. You look like I'm a bad guy.
We're gonna go out that way.
You need to stop. I'm not a bad guy. I'm actually a good guy. Oh yes, please take these cuffs off.
We're not gonna do that.
How am I supposed to sit down?
Put your feet in?
We can't do this anymore. This has to stop. I cannot keep having this happen. Especially when I didn't do anything. Listen to me.
Okay, listen
to me.
I'm listening. You can get
even
in and do it.
I cannot get in with these handcuffs. Listen to me.
Okay, even, look that way for
you're
me.
Not
okay.
listening.
Look that way for look. Me. I'm going to put this
look.
On.
Stop. You're not listening.
I am listening.
I did not do anything. But you're blaming me that I did something.
Can you scoot back?
No, how am I supposed to? No, these things are...
Okay, look that way again.
I can't. Listen, you're not... Why are you not listening?
I am listening.
Because you are not... I'm not important anymore.
That's not true. I'm listening to you, sir.
Listen, these cuffs on my fingers...
I checked them and...
I cannot get...
as they're supposed to be.
Nicholas was charged with first-degree murder, and his bail was set at $2 million. His court hearing was scheduled for May 5th. We don't have any information regarding the court's decision as of now, but this case makes one wonder. Who can you trust, if not a friend of many years? The world is just becoming a sadder place to live in. YouTube thinks you'll love the video on screen. Click to watch now.